This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. When you consider typical breakfast beverages, you got your coffee, you got your tea, and right up there in the top three, I'd bet, a nice chilled glass of orange juice. A simple pleasure. Or is it? Turns out there's way more going on in that carton of OJ you've got in your fridge than you might be aware of. Dwayne Stanford covers the beverage industry for Bloomberg News and Bloomberg Businessweek magazine. Most recently, how Coca-Cola gets all that vitamin C goodness to the breakfast table. Dwayne, it's good to have you on the program.
Hello.
So what exactly is Coca-Cola doing to my orange juice, man?
Well, they've for some time now, they've been pushing really hard to build a global orange juice infrastructure. And part of that is moving more towards fresh orange juice instead of that frozen stuff you used to buy in the can and your mom would mix up in a pitcher.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, going fresh juice has a lot better margin, but it also means you're having to do a lot with Mother Nature, which can be very unpredictable.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, because fresh oranges are available, what, like 3-4 months a year, right?
That's right. Yeah, you get about 3, maybe 4 months of peak season. And, of course, people drink orange juice now year-round, so that means they have to store a lot of orange juice, some of it up to 8 months at a time, in giant storage containers that range up to 2 million gallons.
Let me make sure I heard you right. So the glass of orange juice that I'm going to have tomorrow morning is conceivably 8 months old?
It's at least blended, in part, from orange juice that could be up to 8 months old. Might be mixed with some, depending on the time of year, with some orange juice that was in a grove within the last 24 hours.
That's about the least appetizing thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, orange juice is definitely way more complicated than most folks realize. The whole notion of the oranges being plucked off a tree and squeezed into a glass, while that makes for really fantastic marketing, there's a heck of a lot more that goes into it.
Well, you actually go into some of that in your piece in Bloomberg Businessweek. You talk about, you know, like a quadrillion variables that they're trying to align to get you that fresh OJ. I mean, this is it's a computer modeling nightmare.
Yeah, one of the innovations that Coke has developed over recent years is to basically figure out how to predict Mother Nature. And a lot of that means collecting data points on everything from the acidity in orange juice to global weather patterns, including global warming patterns. So you marry those two things up in a computer model, and it tells you basically how to blend what you have on hand in order to get that consistent taste all year. And it also tells you how to plan for upcoming anomalies that you wouldn't have expected.
Beautiful part of this whole story is that, and you say this at the end of your piece, something like 95% of all the oranges that are used are picked by hand.
That's right. They've tried a lot of different mechanized forms to try to pick oranges more efficiently. But when it comes right down to it, good old hand labor is the best way to pick an orange to keep it protected and get that to the plant at the cheapest cost. So far, that's the way they do it.
Now, are you a pulp guy or not a pulp guy?
Oh, big-time pulp guy. Love pulp.
Dwayne Stanford, he covers beverages for Bloomberg News and Bloomberg Businessweek. Dwayne, thanks a lot.
Thank you.